The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, reporting to you on this Thursday, 5th day of November, 2020. Are we having fun yet? Roger Landry, I know you're having fun.
And you know I'm having fun, why?
Because you're from a state that nobody knows how to pronounce. Is it Arkansas or Arkansas?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
See, it just depends on which side of the bin you was born on.
Okay, then. I was talking to you prior to the airtime today, and the thought struck me. I thought, okay, how much proof do you need that a contract has been invalidated by fraud? What agreements would stand up in court if you and I agreed to something, say we went in front of Judge Judy? And, you know, the evidence and the stuff, the sculptatory evidence and all that stuff, it's rather sketchy. She just, you know, it's scripted out anyhow, but who gives a damn? Point being, you know, what do you need to prove that this isn't right? Now, it's now November 3rd, or I'm sorry, November 5th. Gosh. And that's how many weeks couldn't we have... Just both sides say, you know what? This is crazy. The mail-in ballots, never before. The Democrats scared the hell out of everybody with their COVID crap. And we had over 100 million mail-in ballots. Oh, yeah. People that were dead since, 1900 being counted. So based on what we have seen and what we have heard, we got a lot of time for people to request a ballot. It's called a mulligan or a do-over. Request a ballot. Your name and your address and your signature better damn well match. Otherwise, it's going right in the dumpster. And we get to do this again. We've got the time to get it right. These legal challenges, who knows how long they're going to last. But you know what? The hell with all that. Let's just have a do-over.
Look, I got to tell you something. If we were living in the perfect world, first, none of this would be necessary at all. And second, if it just became perfect at that point, I would agree with you 100%. It's just going to be an extremely tough sale if the normal challenges via constitutional law have not been abided by or have not even been considered. Okay? Do I agree with you? And this was part of our conversation, everybody listening, prior to the show. I firmly believe that that has to be an option on the table. But I also believe that the more optics that you get on your side, the more proof, the more, and we also discussed that there is, basically somebody, what do they call him? He basically came in and stated beyond a shadow of a doubt that he worked for a postal department that was told to restamp the dates for the third on all of the ballots that came in too late and was in the process of doing this. Project Veritas.
Pennsylvania.
And that's just one.
Yeah.
There's a dozen of those.
No. I understand. But my point is that Pennsylvania, the law there stated polls close November 3rd, 9:30 p.m. That's it.
Yep.
But since so many of these ballots were outstanding, it wouldn't be fair to either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Okay, so we're going to allow these votes. And then the Secretary of State got involved. This thing, I heard, went to the United States Supreme Court, and they just bounced it back and said, hey, we're not going to hear that.
If you also stop to consider, they have all of these ballots sitting here. They count them, okay? They close the ballot counting. They stop the counting.
Yes.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, unbeknownst to everybody, they get this big delivery of, oh, by the way, votes, a ballot dump. And we're talking not tens of thousands, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of ballots, enough to swing a state.
Look what happened in Detroit. This is supposed to be open, and Democrats should be highly pissed off. And so should Republicans. You know, at one point in time, they wheeled in, I think it was, if memory serves, 129,000 votes. Every last one of them, Joe Biden. What's the odds on something like that?
It's practically impossible.
Exactly.
And again, stop to consider all of the optics, because we can just keep stacking these things up and up and up. The problem here is we talked about this several months ago. We said this was going to happen. We said, and on one of your shows, I said, look at the optics. Look all around you. The only way they can possibly win is to cheat. And that has been in the works. It has been choreographed. Let me ask you a question. How many of you think that the BLM and Antifa riots were spontaneous? If you do, you're an idiot. Okay, how many think that the ebb and flow of the absolute disaster of COVID-19 is a coincidence? If you do, you're an idiot. All of this stuff is tied together. It's tied together in getting the massive amount of mail-in votes that they got, specifically because it works to their advantage. It's much easier to cheat that way. It really, really is. And Trump knew this, and he had people positioned in places to ask questions, and in some of those places, these are valid observers, okay, at the balloting sites, valid observers were not permitted to get within 20 or 50 feet of the ballots, which meant they were prevented from observing anything.
It's even worse than that. In Philadelphia, footage-wise, folks, you're talking about them using a counting center literally the size of a football field. And what they did, they had ballot counting going on. Well, they took that first row and kind of moved it to the back so people could not actually see what was going on. I'm looking at the map. Okay, Donald Trump's got to run the table here.
Yep.
Well, I'm looking at the vote with only 76% reporting. And folks, we're talking maybe 1.2 million in all of Nevada. If you've never been in Nevada, then you don't understand that there's mostly scrub brush and desert and a whole lot of nothing. But Reno and Las Vegas, well, they magically came in Biden, while the rest of the counties came in Trump. But I'm looking at the vote right now. There's 76% reporting for whatever reason, God knows. Here it is, the 5th. The election was 2 days ago, but they're still counting votes. Joe Biden has 49.4%. Donald Trump has 48.5%. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, well, let's check on some other states here. Let's take a look at Georgia. Oh, we're only 0.2 of a point off there now. Donald Trump, 49.5%. Joe Biden, 49.3%. My point to this is that they knock out Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Nevada, whatever, game over.
If you listened to something Trump put out, and again, sometimes he can be such a bore with what he tweets or what he says, but sometimes he hits the nail right on the head. A lot like you, John, okay? But what he says is...
The difference being I'm not the president of the United States, okay?
No.
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 But if you stop and listen to what he says, where, like, in places like Georgia and Pennsylvania, when they have over 80% of the vote counted, and the trend in everything was very strong in his favor, and then all of a sudden, at the end of the day, out of the blue, comes, hey, guess what? A ballot dump! And now the race, that comfortable lead he's had in all of these battleground states that disappeared at the end of the day, which coincided with ballot dumps.
Well, let's just take a look at Wisconsin that they have called blue, and that went to Joe Biden. 49.6% for JoJo and 48.9% for Donald Trump. There's a little problem here. Wisconsin is reporting 3,239,920 votes that were cast. But guess what? They only have 3,129,000 registered voters. So we're talking about what? 100,920 votes off.
Enough to swing the vote, isn't it?
I want a mulligan. I want a do-over. I don't trust anybody anymore.
This is, it is so insane. And now you've got Republicans. Listen to me, people. Because I once told you this has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. That this has to do with Americans or people who just pretend to be Americans. If you take a look at where this sits right now, and the proof is mounting state by state, which is why I agree with what John says. A mulligan, a do-over is really, really good. But let's get all the evidence in place first, because when the evidence becomes incontrovertible, then our voice becomes a hell of a lot stronger. If we're still trying to prove things, then forward progress is extremely tough. And right now, John, it's coming out. They've actually got people out there working for these post offices that are, they're just stepping up to, you know, to tell people everything they know.
But how much reporting and how much fraud do you have to prove before you negate the count? Because, what do we have to do here, Roger? Do we have to look under every... a bin in the post office? Do we look in between desks? You know, where is enough enough?
Enough is enough when the legal system states that the evidence that is presented is enough for a court case, which could result in, hold on, the flip of the vote from the state.
Okay.
That in itself is a landmine. I'm 100% behind what you decide, what you have decided long before I even talked to you today. You told me you thought about this, you know, when you woke up this morning. Okay, and I agree with you. All I'm saying is just don't go into it with an empty deck. Go into it with a stacked deck, and it's not going to be hard to do that. The evidence is there. Logically, anybody who can't see this and then just follow the path back.
Wait. How can a case be put before the United States Supreme Court and John Roberts?
I'm not talking about the Supreme Court.
No. Okay. I am now. Okay. I'm switching gears. Okay. Clutch in, move gear shift. Okay.
I got it. All right. I got it.
The Supreme Court will not hear the argument of Pennsylvania changing election laws. They won't hear it.
And that, I believe, is the one case that our newest member of the court had to state that she would not rule in.
And
so I think that may have had something to do with it.
Now, why is that? What was the reason giving given. You don't know?
And you know, I won't even guess if I don't. I haven't got a clue why, but apparently in her legal background, there must have been a connection somewhere that people felt disqualified.
There's a connection. She's a human being. She's got two eyes, two ears, 2 feet. Hey, that's close enough. I recuse myself. I'm not going to offer an opinion.
But if all of a sudden this comes down to a decision on any one of those states, which if the Supreme Court hears and states that this is a valid presentation, then what you're talking about is flipping an election. This is not a small thing. And the Supreme Court, and regardless of what everybody seems to think, well, you know what? We'll take it all the way up to the Supreme Court. People stop and think about this. There's 350 million people in this country, and they interface with billions of people across the planet. And each and every one of them, over the course of a lifetime, does a few illegal things, or they are is involved in a few illegal things, or whatever. The Supreme Court only needs to hear what sets a precedent for the entire society. And if you're looking at what I'm looking at right now, nothing could be more critical if push comes to shove than to get this in front of the Supreme Court.
Well, and we're going to Roger, I was talking to Steve Elkins. He's coming on the second hour, by the way, folks. He was so damned angry last night, he didn't even want to talk to me. I mean, we texted back and forth. He said, I'm so pissed. He says, I am angry. I don't want to talk. I'm going to bed. So I texted him back, and I said, my mama told me never to go to bed mad. Okay? go beat something up. Go kick something, whatever. But don't go to bed mad.
Yeah. I absolutely, when you called, I absolutely wanted to take that call and talk to you for the very simple reason I kind of figured that you weren't the happiest camper in the world. And talking to somebody who may understand and indeed more than understand, thinks along the same pathway, can be therapeutic at times.
Don't we get any credit for allowing don't we get chits for this? Don't we get bonus points? Don't we get little gold stars that we can use later? We put up with 8 years of Barack Obama and his husband Mike. Okay, we put up with that for 8 years, and everybody was feeling pretty good about that. Oh, well, our first black president. Oh, isn't that great? There's a lot of white people that voted for the dude. But then we get hit with systemic racism. It's in every fiber of every human being in this country, and we got it. And I'm listening to this, and I'm going, oh, come on. At which point do we pull the plug? At which point do we turn and say to these little communists, little socialists, these little snowflakes, when do we turn, get in their face, and go, one more word. Just say one more word to me. Just one, please. You know, even in Washington, I'll have to check this. I believe it's Washington. They just sent in the National Guard. They finally had enough of this. And they said, enough is enough is enough. Now, you know what's coming because you said that this has been planned. This four-year gripe against, we hate Donald Trump because he's a racist. Guess what, folks? The black, Hispanic, the other people from other parts of the planet that registered to vote in this country, it's Trump got the biggest vote out of that segment of society more than anybody else has since 1956. We're talking over 60 years ago.
And we're talking about 80 to 86, depending on the pollster and the exact question, percent of African Americans clearly stating that they don't want the police defunded. Actually, they want more police in their communities doing their jobs. And they feel that Trump is the first president in a long time who actually listens when they talk. Yeah, this sounds like a real evil dude to me.
Yeah. All these trumpets, they just have to go away. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Just in Michigan, Roger, and people were tweeting this out. Turns out 118-year-old William Bradley, Old Bill as he used to be known in Michigan, voted via absentee ballot in Wayne County. Now, if you don't know where Wayne County is, that's where the corruptible Detroit, or Detroit for those sophisticates out there. Well, Bill Bradley, he died in 1984. All right. Another one. Apparently, June Aiken voted via absentee ballot in Jackson County, Michigan. The only problem is she was born in 1900. That would make her 120 years old. Hell, call the Guinness Book of World Record, because I think this is the oldest voter in the world. Here's another one. Apparently, Donna Bridges voted via absentee ballot in Mason County, Michigan. That would make her 119 years old. And somebody joined in the tweet here. This is a committee woman out of California, and we know all good things come from California. It's the Gold Coast. She tweeted out, somebody in law enforcement needs to visit these addresses and find out what is going on. Huh? You're going to send a cop out to an address to look for a body? Are you going to suggest, what, digging them up? What are you going to do? Oh, and by the way, everybody in California wants to defund the cops. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this insanity. And here's my problem. Let's boil all this down here. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, get in the White House. What do you think's going to happen there, Raj?
Well, I think we went over this. The thing of it is, we went over this as a possibility several times. The probability is, if Joe Biden sits in the White House, okay, if he takes over the reins, then you can be assured of two things. One, Joe Biden will not be in charge. Joe Biden doesn't have the mental capacity to run a nation in any strategic fashion whatsoever. That's not even a challengeable statement. So, again, that's why the 25th Amendment was ever discussed, brought out, dusted off, so on and so forth. Everybody out there started immediately to think that Nancy was going to try and use that against Trump. No, that is going to be the Dems and the corporatists using that against Joe, who will probably go willingly because by then he will already have sat as the 46th president. And once he is gone, Kamala will be there. And Kamala will be at that point, I don't know, probably the biggest faux pas this country has ever seen. This woman is an embarrassment just about every time she opens her mouth. And it's not because she forgets things like Alzheimer Joe. It's because she's just that crass. But anyway,
Roger, let me give you a little hint of what you might see coming. Now, Governor Baker today, this comes from WBZ. This is a CBS affiliate in Boston, Massachusetts. Here is what Governor Baker just did. This takes a minute to fire up. Come on.
Governor Baker is issuing new mask rules and an overnight stay-at-home advisory.
He's also ordering businesses like restaurants to shut down earlier. As WBZ's Louisa Mueller shows us, the governor says the goal here is to try to bend the trend.
But with all this, state government's ability to stop a pandemic is nothing compared to the power of individual choice.
Governor Charlie Baker says private get-togethers have fueled new coronavirus cases in the Commonwealth. A 300% increase in positive cases since Labor Day, 140% in hospitalizations.
This time, the advisory will be in effect from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Residents should stay home between these hours, with exceptions like going to work.
That's why he announced a new stay-at-home order Monday, a flashback to the earlier days of the pandemic, and told restaurants, liquor stores, and entertainment venues they must close their doors by 9:30 p.m.
We're telling people to go home. We're not telling them to go to their friend's house or their neighbor's house or somebody else. We're telling them to go home.
He also tightened the number of people allowed to gather in private homes to 10 people and advised anyone over the age of 5 to wear a mask.
One location of mine may lose 50% of its business.
Austin restaurant owner Doug Bacon says it's another blow to his struggling business.
The governor is actually going to nudge people back into private settings where they're going to socialize and order in from Uber Eats, or they're going to get takeout, and they're going to be sitting at home with no social distancing.
But Baker says he has confidence in mass residents, even if the penalties for disregarding the measures are only civil. Governor Baker emphasized that schools are not driving this increase in...
All right, enough of that crap. This is taking place at 12:01 tonight. Now, what do you suppose, my dear friend, is going to happen if JoJo and Kamala are president and vice president? And look at the states, ladies and gentlemen, that have been playing the COVID game just up to the absolute hilt. They're not listening to their own state Supreme Courts going, you're a little bit over your jurisdiction there. Can't do that. That's up to the legislature, dear governor. Doesn't matter. And this is coming down. And welcome to your new democracy. Welcome to your new reset. Forget fact. Forget the truth. It's just what you care to believe. If you want to believe the sun rises in the west and sets in the east, well, have at it. That water is really dry and it's not wet. Well, if that's your belief, then we'll let you go with that one. I am flat going out of my mind. Because I know what's coming, Roger. This isn't just, oh, we can get through. I've been on the phone with people today that potential guests for my show. Well, I don't want to talk about the election because, you know, here's my little bailiwick in the world, and this is more important. And I'm going, you're not getting this. You're not understanding what's going on. You don't get it. There has been a flip for this government. The U.S. government's been in the works for more than a half a century. This is the culmination of all their wonderful and beautiful work to take this country, pop it inside out, and reinvent their government. Here's your reset. How do you like me now?
Global governance.
I'm...
God, I wish I could stick around. I just can't.
I understand. You're very busy. I get that.
Well, you know why I'm busy? Because I run a friggin' news agency, and what's happening? The news is curling around us like smoke coming out of a chimney.
All right, why don't you do me a favor? Since you're doing that, why don't you just put down that do a short story, say that you were doing a radio program. You don't have to identify me. I don't care. My name's not important. At this juncture, the network's not important for people to know who said this. But just put it out there, unattached to, well, is the guy a Democrat or Republican? Is he independent or is he just a communist that infiltrated from Russia? Put it out there. Put it out there and just say, you know what? One talk show host suggested, you know, this is so screwed up that we just have to do a redo. Put it out there and see what you get back.
This is what I'd like you to do. Ask your producer to do me a small favor. Cut the first half hour of this off. Send me the file. I will not. Actually, you can host it right there on your if you would. I'll take that 30 minutes and I'll write an article because this was a discussion. I wanted people to hear what you had to say. This wasn't even about me.
All right.
This was about what you felt.
All right. He's doing the nod and the palms up like no big deal. All right, do it.
All right, send me that half hour. I'll link to it because I'd like you to host it on your network.
I'm one of these tinfoil hat, out on the branches, conspiracy theorist kind of guy that just...
And I'm not. I've got websites all across the planet that talk about this stuff every single day. Okay, so you're right. I'm a respected journalist, right?
Roger, thank you.
All right, my friend.
I appreciate it. Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Man. By the way, Hawaii. You know, you remember hearing several years ago Hawaii wanted its independence from the United States? What do you say we give it to them? And let them just be there in the middle of nowhere. And I mean, in the middle of the Pacific. Nowhere. And let them fend for themselves. I'm looking at their numbers. It was 2-1 for JoJo. Now you understand why Barack Obama loved hanging out in Hawaii? Yeah. Arkansas with its, I'm sorry here. Let me look at Alaska next. 2-1 vote for Trump. With only, now, folks, this is November 5th. We're 6 hours away from it being November 6th. And up in Alaska, for a measly 3 electoral votes, they're only reporting 50% of the votes. What, did we get a snowstorm? The power lines, communications down? They had to bring their tallies in by way of what? Dog sled? 50%! Still 2-1, but my point is, it's only 50%, and here's 3 days post-election. What the hell are they doing up there? 2 days. Seems like it's a freaking week. Now, what I suspect is going to happen here, we got four in play still. Well, let me, before I, three, 1.3% difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump in Wisconsin. And remember what we said. There were more votes counted than there were registered voters in Wisconsin. How the hell do you do that? I'll tell you how you do it. Yeah, you do it. You do it this way. You just bring in a bunch of phony ballots and you keep people away from them from counting them. That's how you do this. Arizona's 2 percentage points. Biden is 50.4. Trump, 48.2. For some strange reason, the maps had Nebraska, of all places, all with red and blue stripes on it. Like, well, we're not quite sure. Well, with 99% of the votes counted, just this morning they changed it. Well, Donald Trump took it with 58.8% and Joe Biden 39.1%. Huh? What? Not kidding, folks. Wisconsin reported 3,239,920 votes. And they gave Wisconsin to Joe Biden when there's only 3,129,000 registered voters. Do you think there's a little fraud going on here? And Philadelphia? Now I understand why Independence Hall down there has been turned into a UN site. Pittsburgh, not far behind you, but Philly? You people in Philadelphia, the only thing that you've done right by yourselves, I think you won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Well, goody, goody gumdrop for you. What the hell good has come out of Philadelphia? And these have been the worst, some of the worst people with vote fraud there. I mean, I watched the videos out of Detroit, Michigan, where people were supposed to, the poll watchers were supposed to be allowed to witness the votes being counted. What did these clowns do? Oh, they pushed them all outside, closed the door, locked it, and put up cardboard so they couldn't look through the windows from 30, 40 feet away. Nothing to see here. We're all doing our jobs honestly here. Except that 129,000 Joe Biden ballots that just came in and not one in that stack for Trump. No, there's nothing to see here. We're making an honest count. Michigan United States Postal Service whistleblower claims that late ballots received backdated postmarks. From Michigan, a Postal Service employee reportedly turned whistleblower. Why does everything have to be a whistleblower? Excuse me, I got my hand up. I have a problem here. Does that make me a whistleblower? I don't know. They told Project Veritas that his supervisor instructed mail carriers to collect and segregate new ballot envelopes received after the election cutoff so they could be fraudulently backdated with November 3rd postmarks. And again, the quote, "We were told to collect any ballots that we find in mailboxes, collection boxes, etc., etc., for outgoing mail. At the end of the day, we're supposed to separate them from the standard letter mail so they can be hand-stamped with yesterday's date and then put them through express mail system to get wherever they need to go. And the whistleblower, just for clarification, said, well, today's the 4th of November.
Tell us where you work.
I work in the Traverse City Post Office, more specifically the Barlow branch.
Your boss told you and your colleagues something that shocked you this morning. What was it?
We were issued a directive this morning to collect any ballots we find in mailboxes, collection boxes, just outgoing mail in general, separate them at the end of the day so that they could hand stamp them with the previous day's date. Today is November 4th, for clarification.
Who is your boss, and what is his title?
Jonathan would be a direct supervisor, yes. As of right now, he is the opening supervisor for the Barlow branch post office. So I, and this is anecdotal, carrier down in another office said they watched the postmaster doing it. If it were just a typical day, it would be clerks doing it up at the distribution center.
So 8 p.m. election day, November 3rd, the Court of Appeals ruled ballots have to be received by that time. And what were you told?
To separate them today so they could mark them with yesterday's date and send them through the express system to wherever they needed to go.
This appears to be an attempt to circumvent Michigan law and allow late votes. And you said there was a hamper where letter carriers were supposed to leave their ballots. Where are the ballots now?
They were putting them into express bags to go to the distribution center. In regards to a hamper, there's a standard hamper that all letter mail is supposed to go to, and they had a tub next to it that we were supposed to put any ballots collected today into.
Yes. What made you come forward?
That's sketchy. I don't like sketchy. It screams corruption. Also knowing the post office's leanings politically, it didn't seem quite right.
What is your message to other postal workers who see things like this?
Report it. Report it. How are we supposed to have any integrity in this country if we are just going to let things slide based on a scaling issue?
Are you afraid of retaliation against you?
I've had whistleblower policies backfire on me in the past, so yes.
We'll have to reach out to Jonathan Clark for comment.
Hey, is this Jonathan?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas, James O'Keefe here, and I have information that you guys have been stamping ballots with the previous date, November 3rd. He just hung up the phone on me.
Maybe we should backdate him. Nah. Didn't Trump do an executive order to make it easier to fire federal employees? I've got one better. If you are in on the vote fraud, you need to spend a long time in jail. You need to go to jail. Time was, folks, in this country, remember this, that anybody caught tampering with any vote whatsoever went to jail. It was a high crime. You know, kind of deal. You didn't do it. And you were scared to do it because the penalties were so stiff that if you got caught, there wasn't any collect, pass, go $200. No, there was a go straight to jail. You know, it's like the mafia in New Jersey. Everything's legal. Just don't get caught. Come on, man. So he puts a call into Jonathan Clark at the Barlow branch, and he just hung up. I don't think you're going to be able to hang up there, Mr. Jonathan Clark, if you get a subpoena, and then there's charges filed against you. I don't think you can just hang that up and not show up to court. That's what needs to be done here, folks. I mean, I could do this for the rest of the evening. All the stuff that I've seen on the ballots, all the ballots being tossed into junkyards and in ditches and in dumpsters. And you can bet your bottom dollar they weren't Joe Biden. You know, oh, there's no proof of any collusion or any wrongdoing here. You know, I mean, even if even if a postal employee is lazy and doesn't want to do his rounds or whatever the case may be, he wants to lighten his workload. And he doesn't want to screw around with the ballots, so he just dumps them. Do you think there'd be some JoJo Biden ballots in there? What do you got, Mike? Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
John, I don't know if you know, but at least the post office service here in my state is all privatized like the prisons. So it's kind of curious who would be invested in getting Biden in instead of Trump. Could it be the real owners of the postal system right now?
I'm not sure I'm catching your it's phrase that a different way. What, private versus government run, what's the difference? What?
The post office, as I understand, and I did do some contract work for the ones before they were sold off by the federal government to private ownership, just like the prisons are. In other words, it's not the federal government that's operating the post office.
Okay, so if you're privately contracted out and you're not part of the federal system, do you then fall under federal guidelines and law?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're privately owned by a major player in the world economy, you might have a definite investment in keeping Trump from being put back in. And you would be telling your employees to work whatever mechanism it takes to keep Trump from making it.
Well, I don't know the answer to that one. I can see how and why this has been going on. And I already know Steve Elkins. Steve is coming on with me next hour, and I already know his position, but I'm sure he is going to underscore it, that Trump had 4 years to work on this, to fix the voting system. And I don't know how you fix it when you got the COVID-19 crap out there and all the Democrat governors are pushing it. That's how they got all these mail-in ballots in the first damn place.
Is it convenient?
Isn't it? It's just too damn convenient. You know, all right. Anything else, sir?
That's it. Maybe you can do a little digging, since I can't see into the web. See if that actually is fact, that the post office are fully, how to say, independent of federal control.
All right. I thank you for your call. I don't have my caller screen up. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
I got a couple of things I wanted to talk about. One is in Nevada, the culinary union, they were giving out IDs to illegal aliens to vote. So they're in on it big time. So they need to send ICE up there or other groups up there to arrest people in Nevada. I wonder, are there enough honest people in the government that Trump can send out to all these places to arrest them? Yeah. We had enough FBI or honest FBI guys? I mean, the fraud is so widespread.
I don't know how you go about determining what an honest FBI guy is anymore.
I know. That's what I'm wondering. Who's Trump going to trust to go out and investigate all these places? The other thing I wanted to say, John, I just feel really bad. To me, Michigan's a red state. I think there's a lot of good people. A lot of academic people are good people. And this is really trashing all of us. You know?
Well,
we got many honest people.
You know, I look...
You know that from living here.
Yeah. No, the entire state's red, save for, the Democrat-run places, the hell holes, Grand Rapids,
right.
Lansing, Flint, Detroit. Oh, and even in the UP, Marquette. Now...
That's hard to believe.
Well, no kidding. I'm thinking the same thing.
It's all white up there. But you got the college, you know?
Yeah.
You got Northern Michigan University.
All right. All right, well...
I think that's got to be it.
All right,
I just want to say, people don't think that Michigan's all bad, because we're not. We got a lot of good people. It's a very good state to live in.
Well,
I'm happy to live here.
It used to be. That's why I left, and I came to Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back. Steve is chomping at the bit. Can't wait to get in here. So, Steve, come on in, brother.
Oh, jeez.
I know the feeling.
You know, I have totally avoided, since you and I were doing the show and we started seeing the flip going on right before our eyes, the cheating going on right then and there, after this, that night ended, I went to bed. I did not cheat in the middle of the night, did not get up, didn't want to jinx it. And the next morning I saw what had happened. The great theft, the great steal. It's a rigged election, no doubt about it. I'm 100% sure of that. Kind of destroyed the rest of the week. I have decided not to look at the news, watch the news, listen to the news, nothing. Completely try to block it out, find something positive to focus on, get some work done around here. As angry as I am right now, I should finish my chore list way before May next year. I'm angry. I'm very angry and very disappointed. I think we had a little bet on the Trump taking on ending the Fed, which I guess I won that one. What did I win anyway?
I don't,
by the way,
today's a special day. Maybe you should plug back in because you're saying Donald Trump, okay, he's not going to be president and he's not going to end the Fed. Is that the idea?
He's not coming back.
He's not coming back.
Yeah. This thing was like, you know, I figured it out. I don't want to spoil it because I've got one hell of a show coming Sunday. But I think I figured it out. I really figured out. There's many different possibilities here, but it's one of the three. And I figured it out. I'm going to share it on Sunday. And you want to see a firestorm on Sunday? People tune in because I am going to unleash. I'm going to keep calm tonight. We got an hour here. I'm going to be really calm, nice.
No. I don't want you to be calm or nice. You can go.
Let's start off by how my morning started off here. I have this person who's an author, lives out here in Central Florida. Let's talk about that a little bit here because I hope he's listening. Because what I'm about to reveal here and say, if he had stayed on the line and been nice and civil about it, I would have explained some things to him that he has no knowledge in. I can't stand it. It bothers me when people dabble in things they don't know anything about. You know, mechanics, medicine, things like that. They stick their nose in, but they don't know anything. So it starts off, he sends me a text this morning about something about, well, there's your democracy hard at work, rubbing a little salt into the wound here. Well, first of all, we don't have a democracy, okay? I've been having issues with this guy for a while here. Now, I met him through a family member. He's an author. He's got a book. I'm not going to give his name out. I'm not going to plug his book. I met him. We had lunch. And I thought I might have him on the show, talk about his book, about government, crime, corruption, things like that. But towards the end of the lunch, he said something to me that I said, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't come on and say that because the listeners are going to rip you a new one. Is that our bumper?
Yeah, well, there's top of the hour here.
That's fine. I'll take it at the top.
All right, Chance and Mark, yeah, everybody hang on here. Second hour of the National Intel Report. You know, I texted you last night. I told you. I said, I'm tired of waking up into a waking nightmare, one that does not go away. You know what I did yesterday? I had somebody sub from me, Ralph Winterode. I slept about 19 hours straight. I was mentally and physically exhausted.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.